for the Brisbane Lions. They start their 2016 season here in the West. They take on the West Coast Eagles, but we know that they can pinch a game over here. They've done it plenty of times in the past as well, and they gave Fremantle a good score, a good scare last year. Danny Daly, the Brisbane Lions assistant coach, joins us on the program now. Good morning to you, Danny.
Morning, boys. How are we today?
Going very well, thank you, mate. Great to have you on the program again. And as I mentioned in the intro there, it is, I guess, an intimidating trip, but one that Brisbane doesn't seem to be too fazed by in recent years.
Yeah, look, it is intimidating. I suppose at some stage we've got to do it through the year, so we might as well get it over and done with early, hey? But, it's going to be an interesting one, I suppose, because we haven't had really much of a pre-season when you look at it. Most of our games have been in the wet, but we hear it's pretty going to be pretty wet over there the next few days, so our preparation might be good for the game.
Yeah, we do have a couple of storms forecasted. As you said, you might have had the ideal pre-season. For those that haven't been able to watch a lot of Brisbane throughout the pre-season, tell us about some of the ins and some of the changes that have happened.
Yeah, look, we've obviously gone down the road of probably going through the draft and getting some young kids in. We've got the youngest list in the AFL, but obviously the most decorated one is probably young Josh Shack, who will play this week, first game of AFL footy. So what better way than start against the reigning runners-up in Perth for him. So we've got him, we've got young Reece Matheson, who, you know, probably would have almost got a game this week if he didn't break his cheekbone in the last practice match. He's an inside mid who just hunts the footy and has had a terrific pre-season. Obviously, the Queensland boys, Hipwood and Keys, are a good interest. They'll probably take 12 months to come to the fore, but, you know, Hipwood's a key forward and Keys is a midfielder, so, you know, they were touted as first-round picks last year. So we've added some good depth to the list of our young kids. Obviously, we've got Tom Belling from Carlton, Ryan Bastanac from North, who will give us some experience and hardness around the contest, and everyone's fitted in, and we've got a healthy list at the moment. So, touch wood, we're in for a better season than last year.
And I think the points you made there, the experience and hardness is also required, and you'll be looking to some of your players that have been there for some time. One of them might be Daniel Rich. I mean, how's his form been leading into this?
Yeah, he's had a terrific pre-season. He didn't play in the first game against Gold Coast down at Burpengary, and we obviously missed the second game, so his only hit-out was against GWS down at Metricon, and he was probably close to best on ground, if not our best player, so he's going to play more in the midfield this year. Obviously, last year, coming back from a knee reconstruction, we eased him through the year on a half-back flank, but he's done everything in the midfield this year, and he's done a lot of work on his contested ball stuff around stoppages and an area which he needed to improve. So hopefully, you know, with him and Rocky and Piers Hanley, who didn't play a lot of footy together last year, and Beamsy, who probably missed the first three or four games, hopefully we can have a pretty good midfield this year. And I think Rich is in for a big year, and obviously the re-signing last night is terrific for the club and terrific for him. So it's been a great off-season for us.
And let's focus on that re-signing. 5 years. This is for a kid that was taken very high in the draft. I'm sure a lot of both WA sides would have been keen to get him, as would have many. So this is a big signing for the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, it's a massive one, I think. Obviously, the free agency poses a few issues for interstate clubs like ourselves in players wanting to go home, etc. But I think he's well settled here. His wife Lauren's from Queensland, and they love it here. So, as he said yesterday, it was a no-brainer for him. But again, until you get their signature on paper, it's always speculation. You always worry about him going home. So, it's been a big one. Also, obviously, Zork's re-signing a couple of weeks ago. We've had 11 re-signings in the off-season. So, in that area, the club, it's a bit stable at the minute. And we've obviously got, you know, Craig and Mel Lambert back who have helped that. So there ain't too many left to re-sign, so there shouldn't be any Exodus this year, I wouldn't have thought.
All right, we look at clubs with Goldstein, Standerlands, and of course the West Coast with Nick Natanui. Your ruck becomes pretty important, and to counter Nick Natanui, Stephen Martin, not a great leaper, but there've got to be ways to be able to stop Natanui.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work this week, myself and Simon Black, on particularly centre bounces, where, you know, he's dominant and he's such a big man and just gets the ball going their way. So we've got a few things up our sleeve for this week. Around the ground, Steph actually last year didn't go too bad against him because he's quite a big body and he can manoeuvre around to stop Natanui getting his leap and hit out to advantage. But again, we'll have some things in place around stoppages where we know he's going to get some hit outs to advantage to space, so we've just got to counteract it on the ground and try and win contested ball around the contest, which hasn't been a great area of ours, but we've done a lot of work over the pre-season. So it'll be very interesting to see how we go against, you know, one of the best midfielders in the comp.
Brisbane Lions assistant Danny Daly on the program this morning. Danny, outside of the win and loss record, what's the biggest aim for Brisbane this year?
Oh, I think it's just hopefully to get as many games as we can into our group and play a lot of footy together. As I said last year, we were decimated through injuries, but Touchwood have only got one injury at the minute. So if we can keep all our good players on the paddock, and that'll enable us to play, you know, like the Shackies and the Mathesons, and just get some stability through the group. I think that's the number one. And also just the competitiveness. We haven't really put a figure on how many games we want to win this year, but it's just more about the ability to be competitive and play our game plan the way we want to play. And hopefully be an exciting team this year. We want to aim to kick 90 or 100 points every week. And if we do that, we might win our 8 or 9 games. And that's what we want to be seen as, an exciting team to watch, but also a competitive team to watch. We've obviously had a weakness in our contested ball, as I said earlier, so we've done a lot of work over that. So we want to be seen as a side that's hard to play against this year, and also exciting brand of footy for our supporters.
Well, Danny, as you said, it's certainly been a very good season off the field with the signings and with the movement there as well. Let's hope it continues on the field at starting round one against the West Coast Eagles. A big thank you to you and the Brisbane Lions for making you available, and as we said, best of luck come Sunday.
No worries, mate. And if Adam Simpson's listening, hello, Simo, give me a buzz at some stage, mate.
That's Danny Daly. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day.